Mr. Clay, can I come in there?
Oh, jeez. It's Bernie's news intern, Eddie. What do you need, Eddie?
I've got your dry cleaning here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my shirts, my Hawaiian shirt. Yeah, bring them in.
Well, these 20 were ready, but the other 14 are going to be ready in a week.
Okay. Get those when they're ready, will you? Thanks, Eddie. Go on out of here now, man.
Well, can I ask you a question, Mr. Clay?
You don't want to borrow money, do you, Eddie?
Well, no.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead. Ask.
Well, it's kind of, well, it's like, it's about,
Good girl problems, Eddie?
Yes, Mr. Clay.
Okay, go ahead, tell me.
Well, there's this girl that I really like, and she keeps turning me down for dates.
What are you saying to her, Eddie?
Well, I tell her I like her, and that I ask her if she wants to go to a movie.
Eddie, who told you to say that?
Well, Bernie.
See, that was your first mistake, Eddie. You asked a girl.
Oh.
Let me tell you something about girls, Eddie. Girls don't know what they want. They don't know what they like. You have to tell them. Don't ask her to go to the movies. Tell her she's going with you.
Oh.
See? Yeah. Eddie, did you belch in front of her?
I didn't think of that.
Well, did you light a fart in front of her, Eddie?
No, sir.
See? That's the kind of stuff girls like. They respect that. And a guy, they want you to be a man.
Oh.
Yeah. Eddie, let me ask you something. Do you know what girls think of those sensitive, caring, feeling kind of guys?
No.
They think they're fags. You're not a fag, are you, Eddie?
No, sir.
Well, that's good, because those pink socks started to scare me there, Eddie. You know, you're not the first kid who's had this problem. In fact, about a year ago, I helped out a young man with the same problem you're having. Barry, what did I tell you, man, last year when you were having that problem with the dating thing?
You told me to put a tomato in my pants.
I said potato.
You said tomato, and I wore white pants, and now I can never go back to Rib Cafe.
Like it's my fault they thought you were menstruating.
Well, it was the seeds that scared them.
Okay, would you get away from the
what?
Mic
well,
there,
the
please?
What? Well, the EMS guy showed
Don't listen
up.
To him, Eddie,
what?
Okay? Eddie?
Yes, Mr. Clay?
Eddie, be forceful. Stand up to him and be a man. That's what they want.
Well, there's one more question, Mr. Clay.
What's that, Eddie?
What about contraceptives?
Eddie, she's the girl. That's her responsibility. Mm. Get out there and have fun, buddy.
Eddie, what are you doing in there with these guys? You're supposed to be in the newsroom.
Stand up to her, Eddie.
I don't want to be in the newsroom, and I'm not going to.
You don't want to be in the newsroom?
No.
Get in the newsroom.
Oh, boy.
You have to erase my shirt.
That was stupid.
Boy, bad call on my part. I guess I should have told him.
Yeah, well, Bernie, don't play that.
It's 8:15 again. You know, somehow we're all here and we're just laughing. And you know, Barry's in the studio now. We were just talking. We spent really about 4 years, didn't we?
Yeah.
You about 6 months before me, and
yeah.
Then I had been with you about 6 months, and I was able to. Lucky enough to join, and we were talking about what is probably our, you know, we don't want to turn this into story time, but the most vivid memory of, really, not what happened, but our reaction is what he was about.
Yeah.
You know, because we did a promotion at, where was it?
I
can't remember.
Don't remember. Oh, well, I mentioned, you know, I said, you know, you keep saying, you know, Ron would have wanted this and would have liked for us to, I said, I never liked people speaking for someone else, but you spend a weekend in a van with somebody locked in there, 75 feet in the air.
You've earned the right.
You know him pretty well. Yeah.
We were up there hanging from this van, 75 feet in the air. First of all, you guys were both wusses because the van was twisting and they were crying.
It was in March, man. The wind's gusting. And
three of us trying to sleep in this thing. And we were, you know, broadcasting from out there doing breaks, selling vans. And we told him not to drink citrus, but he did, and he let one go right there in the van, and it was brutal.
I'm sure they didn't sell that one. They had to.
There's no way they had to bury it.
Burn. We,
Ron,
and a toxic drum.
He turned on the mics and started talking, and Barry and I had however much of our heads we could get out the window, trying to catch some fresh air. And
lost my fear of heights then.
And Ron started laughing, and it kicked us into laughing, and I don't think one word could be understood during a minute and a half. It was just laughter the whole time.
That's definitely that time we spent on this show was, laughed harder. I mean, the kind of uncontrollable laughter when you're like slobbering on yourself and you can't.
Stomach hurts.
You lose motor functions, yeah.
Yeah. That was what it was about. And I'm starting again. Just an example of what he gave to us. And if he gave it to us, and we did appearances, and we know that people appreciate it. And this morning we're paying tribute, in remembering a guy who is more than anybody that's ever been in this business talked to you and not at you. And made us laugh and made the task of going to work something that made it okay. Made us laugh and made us able to do our jobs.
How many times did you hear people say to him, you make getting up in the morning bearable?
Every person.
Yeah.
And it's true. We will pay some bills. Again, this, as he used to say, is a business.
A music-free commercial jam coming up?
Right now. Okay. Right, UMF.
Okay. We're back, and we're again, obviously, paying tribute to Ron Clay. Ron, my friend. Uncle Ron always seemed natural for some reason to call him. And we were just talking again about some of the things he would do to us. For, I was talking about hiding the keys. You know, he would hide my car keys and then go home. And but I think there was a time when Detective Shuck has come in this morning. And he asked straight up an embarrassing question on the air. And he didn't care if you were a police officer.
That enticed, you know, the whole... the whole thing of it, he would play on that. It was kind of, we had a little game going on that, you know, let's burn the detective. You know, how can you get, let's get him. You know, this is my shot to get the police. And we had one, it was Valentine's Day last year, and he came in and he said, well, what'd you and your wife do for Valentine's? And I said, well, we had a nice nice weekend. We went down the Sealback and went to the opera. And he's really leading me on this. And he said, you know, did you enjoy the play, the room? You know, was the food good? And I said, oh, yeah, yeah. Well, how many times did you have sex? You know, I'm a very introvert person. I mean, I like to have fell out of that chair. And I'm going, you know, off the mic, I'm going, no, don't say
that. I remember that wasn't
wrong. You know, and I like to.
But then he decided, if you're not going to tell us.
So I said, well, I'm not going to. And I flat up, I said, I'm not going to tell you that. And he said, well, your wife will. I go, no. Well, I'm in the phone book, and he calls me. Mm-hmm. You know, he calls my wife and asks her, and then she gives some, you know, off-the-wall answer. And then from that point on, it was way downhill for me.
And the thing we're saying is all these little things he would do when the little boy in him would come out, and it was always there. And I think, to his credit, John Otting said it well yesterday, that you loved him through it all.
Sure.
You understood his intentions, and it was just to have fun.
He would ask you the things that probably nobody else would, that always wanted to.
Yeah, very honest.
That's what made Ron, and I want to miss him a lot.
And again, loved the rock and roll. And if you listen to the show, you heard Elvis mentioned many times. And the fact is, he did love the King. And this one especially, the first hit. Elvis, as we pay tribute to, again, our friend Ron, who I know we'll all miss, on QMF. This morning, Monday morning, as we again pay tribute. Now, I said this earlier, it should be said again, this is not a memorial service or anything like that. In a way, I suppose it is, but it's more just saying thanks to a man who left a legacy. Yeah, he was, that song seemed appropriate. He was one of the truly, I guess, righteous men that I've known. Not just saying that because of what's happened. And then he moved on this weekend, but it was the truth. He loved the music, and he loved the comedy, loved the humor. And I can't think of anything else to say, so we did an Eddie the Intern earlier, some of Uncle Ron's not-so-good advice to the younger generation.
Oh, sure, it was great.
It didn't work for Eddie. It works for Ron. He gave Eddie some more advice a couple of months later, and things didn't go much better.
Oh, look, there's Eddie the Intern, man. Look at him
talking about.
What's wrong?
Finally came out of the bathroom, and he's been in there for about
Eddie,
an hour and a half.
Eddie, come here, man. Here he comes.
Hi, Mr. Clay.
He seems kind of dejected today.
How are you doing, buddy?
I'm a little bit bothered.
What's going on, man? You look, your face is all red.
Yeah, it's these two new interns in here.
Oh man. Yeah.
Beautiful, huh?
They are beautiful.
Nice looking ladies.
Yes, they are.
Have you talked to them? Have you said anything to them?
No, I haven't.
Kind of shy, kind of embarrassed.
Yeah.
Sounds to me like Eddie's in love.
Yeah.
Well,
with both of them, Eddie? Oh, yeah.
Oh, good going,
man,
Eddie.
Dog, yeah. Man.
Yeah, but, fantastic time.
Jeez, I guess. So a little menage a trois action happening here, right?
What?
You're thinking of, like,
oh,
it's both of them? You want to be with both of them, don't you?
Yeah.
You dog. Well, go on in there and do it, Ed.
Well, I can't just walk in there and...
Oh, Eddie.
Take him.
Hey, Rod.
Eddie.
What are you doing
okay,
here?
Okay, guys, let me take care of this. Let me help this young guy out, please. Let me help the young kid out, please.
All right, talk.
Eddie, Do you know something? It was, I think it was like the Kinsey Report, man. I'm not really sure where, but it's been proven, man, that a woman's number one fantasy is to be with another woman performing for one man. Did you know that, Ed?
Really?
They love it.
I don't think that's
wrong. Okay, guys, please, now please, let me help this guy here.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, go on.
Eddie, it's the old bologna sandwich. They're the bread, you're the bologna.
Oh, the bologna.
They love that kind of stuff, Ed. I'm surprised you haven't gone in there and said anything to them.
Well, I'm a little nervous. I don't know what's...
Eddie.
Do I tell them that?
Here's what you do. You go in, you say, hey, ladies, how'd you guys like to take a ride on the Wild Eddie Pony?
What? Oh,
both
I like
of
that.
Both of you right
Ron,
now here tonight.
Wild
hey,
Ed?
Barry, please, dude, let me help the kid out. Please. Okay. What do you think, Ed?
I like it. I want to try.
Oh, it's a lot of fun, Eddie.
Ooh.
Why don't you go ahead in there, man, and just, what are you going to say?
I'm just going to say, get on the Wild Eddie Pony.
Okay.
Come on.
Right now.
Okay.
Okay, man. See you, Ed.
You have cut a warped.
Do you guys want to learn something? No. You want to learn something here? Watch this kid. This is going to help him build up his self-confidence. He's an insecure little guy. He needs to exert himself.
He's in there. Look.
He's going in. He's walking. Okay, he's up.
Okay, he's talking.
He's walking too.
Okay, he's talking to both of them.
Yeah, yeah.
He's asking, it looks like.
Ooh, yeah,
oh, look at that gesture.
Oh,
boy. Oh, come on. Wait. Look.
Oh, damn.
Well,
boy, you know what?
What did we take? Bad call, right?
Okay, no, okay. Well, it was a bad call.
It was a bad
call. The last time I ever believed one of those letters in form, man.
Oh, you didn't go by.
Well, that's, you know, you think they're true.
The accountant and the Laker girl.
It said that's what chicks. It said chicks like, man, forget it. I'm canceling my subscription.
I love you. Hey, you're staying in the rug.
It's all crap.
Well, he's losing a lot of blood.
None of it's true.
Stop wiggling.
Pull him out of here, man.
Me? Great advice, pal.
Good morning there, guys. So, which one of you guys is the gimp?
It's him right there, Frosty.
I guess that's me.
Well, never fear. Frosty's here to bring your face with full of cheer.
Bring your face to him.
Oh, it doesn't matter, man. Just, you know.
He's here to cheer you up, Uncle Ron.
I know, I need it. Thanks, Frost.
Yeah. You. Can we get this rolling?
Oh,
can you hobble over here, gimp boy?
Yeah,
go ahead, Uncle Ron.
All right.
And that's a nice crutch.
Yeah.
How about...
Don't you love that side gag?
Oh, yeah, the...
Good one, Frosty.
Yeah.
Oh, not funny, you little dwarf.
What were you about to say there, Uncle Gimp Boy?
Nothing, Frost. Nothing,
what were you going to say, Uncle Ron?
Nothing, man, nothing.
I didn't think so.
That was funny.
What else, Frosty? What you got?
A special, special treat for Frosty's party today.
Oh, yeah?
Direct from upstairs, a special friend of mine... Dr. Schwartz.
Hey, great.
Hold it. Frosty,
what?
Man.
Dr. Schwartz.
What?
Yeah, and it's your proctologist on the third floor.
Not just a proctologist, also a part-time magician.
Oh, no.
Come on in, Dr. Schwartz. They're ready for you.
I don't want to see this.
All right, Frosty. Hello, everybody.
Hey.
It's really great to be here.
Hey,
in fact,
great.
At my age, it's great to be anywhere.
Dr. Schwartz, magician.
Oh, man, please.
Well, on with the show. Old Dr. Schwartz here needs a volunteer.
Barry.
You, come on up here.
Barry will
go
do
on,
it.
Man.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
come
I don't
on,
know.
Barry, you're volunteering.
All right, come on.
Okay, hop up on the table, but first... Drop your shorts for old Dr. Schwartz.
What?
You're that.
Oh, okay.
But before you do that, Dr. Schwartz, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Why do you have a thermometer in your mouth?
Yeah.
Out of curiosity.
A thermometer? Yeah. Hoy vey, some hole has my cigar.
He's a proctologist.
Yeah, I mean, he's
a proctologist.
Yeah, he's doing jokes.
Okay, time for magic. You bend over.
Oh,
now look, nothing up my sleeve.
Nope.
Nothing up my jacket here.
All right.
And what do we have here?
Oh,
a quarter!
Oh,
man!
How did he do that?
A quarter!
At least he won the silver dollar.
Unbelievable!
More magic, Dr. Schwartz?
You know it, Sonny boy.
Great.
What do I have right here?
Two scarves.
Oh, not
that's right.
Trick.
Now watch. I tie them together,
line
up in a ball, and presto!
Whoa.
They're gone!
Where'd they go?
Yeah. They disappeared.
Where did they go?
Oh, man.
Schwartz, I think I know.
I think you're right.
He's pulling them out. There's 30, 40 scarves there.
Make his eyes water.
Oh, sorry.
Big knot, apparently.
He started with two. He's got 100 scarves.
Presto!
Yes!
That
was unbelievable.
You're an amazing magician, Dr. Schwartz.
And now for the grand finale.
Oh, boy.
Hand me that newspaper.
Okay, right there.
I'd love this one. I love it.
Now note, as I roll it into a cone shape, hand me that pot of coffee, will ya?
Let me get that. Here you go.
Now watch. As I pour the coffee into the cone.
Okay.
It's not coming out.
Oh. The cone should be full, right?
Yeah, it should.
Presto!
Oh, look at that. Yeah.
There's no coffee.
There's no coffee in the cone.
Where'd the coffee go?
Oh, Dr. Schwartz.
Get out of the way!
Where's he going?
See you, Ben.
Oh, boy. Well, that's it for old Doc Schwartz here now.
Great.
I gotta go upstairs and talk to my secretary. Just yesterday, she walks into the exam room, hands me a beer. You know what I said?
What?
I asked for a Bud Light.
Come on, guys. Okay, so long, Doc.
Bye, Dr. Schwartz.
Oh, man, Frosty. Frost, yeah. Thanks for bringing him in, man. You cheered me up. I feel great.
Bud Light.
No problem.
Man, oh, this is... Where'd Barry go?